Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Sadi Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Hei, on the base of the Mishnah. This is Halacha base. Ketzad, Shnei Gzuz Trois, Zu Keneged Zu, Breshis HaRabim, Amoishet, Vazirik, Mizulazu, Pata. The Mishnah says, what's the case if two ledges jut out from houses on opposite sides of the Breshis HaRabim, and he passed an object or threw from one to the other, he's exempt. If both ledges were on the same side, and one is in front, means further along in Rosh Hashanah than the other, if he passed from one to the other, he's liable. If he threw, he's exempt. This was the Aveda of the Levim. There were two wagons, one in front of the other. They would pass Krashim, which boards the Mishkan, from one to the other, but they wouldn't throw them because it's not honorable to do so. If Chuli Sabor, which is a ring of earth dug out from a pit, or a rock which is 10 trochim tall and 4 trochim wide, which is itself Rosh Hashanah Yochid in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and one takes an object from it or puts on it, he is liable. If it's less than this, he is exempt. And the Gemara says, Rav Amar leis kan patur ela muta. Rav says that in the Erasha, the text does not say exempt, which implies it's forbidden, but rather it's really permitted. Al daite de Rav, lemana me'asor muta, al daite de Shmuel, lemana me'asor asa. According to Rav, above 10 is permitted. According to Shmuel, above 10 is forbidden, as he said earlier. Rabbi Elah, b'shem, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, v'hushatei, v'hushat harabim, makpa'asoi, mikol sad. Rabbi Elah, quoting Reish Lakish, said that when both ledges are on the same side, one's liable for passing only if Rosh Hashanah Rabim surrounds him from every side. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, b'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, afil mu'achachas. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said it's even if Rosh Hashanah Rabim surrounds him only on one side. Min elein agolos, v'agolos lav lamala me'asor inun. And the Gemara asks, well, do we not learn Moshe, which is passing from the wagons? Were the wagons not above 10 tefachim, so the boards are passed through Mekom Pator? Rabbi Acha b'shem, Rabbi Moshe b'vad, alidei shnayim, b'chol asar ad amma shnayim she'asu p'turim, v'ach ad amma shnayim she'asu chayavim. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Moshe, said that liability is only when it was done through two people. Everywhere you say that two who did it are exempt, and here you say that two who did it were liable. Shnihi shekach haisa avidas halavim by olmeid. And the answer to both questions is that here is different because this is the way the Levim did the work in the olmeid. And that's where we learned it from. Mahaisa avidas halavim by olmeid. Beis agonazu achazu, roshis harabim, mashitin es akrashim bezulazu, avalazokin. What was the Levim's avida in the olmeid, in the Mishkan? There were two wagons, one after the other, in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. They pass the boards one to the other, but don't throw. Tani Bakapor Shlayin Hoik Bakoshim Bizoyin. Bakapor said from the Baisa that this is because we should not act in a disgraceful way with the boards. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ha'imed V'Chalal Mitzdafim V'Arbo V'Hu Shiyehei Ha'imed V'Balachal. Rabbi Yochanan said that what's standing means the Chulis Abo and the cavity, which is the pit itself, join to make four. Tvachim Y, as long as the wall is standing, exceeds the cavity. And if they were asked, must what is standing on this side by itself exceed the cavity, and what is standing on itself on this side by itself, or does it suffice if the total of what is standing on both sides exceeds the cavity? We also said that it was clear to Rizeira that what is standing on one side does not join with the other side to exceed the cavity. It was clear to him that what is standing on one side must exceed is not enough to equal the cavity. He asked only if even the other side must exceed the cavity by itself. Chuli Sabor v'Asela she'en gvoyim asor v'achavim arbor. The Mishnah said that Chuli Sabor, or a rock that is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Ma'an kaimin. The Gemara asks, well, what's the case when they are less and the safer exempts? If they're 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid into itself, and one is liable, like as was taught in Orisha. Gevoyim asor ve'inan rachim arbo, hadohi dam rav chista, v'shem isi, kana no'ud Rosh Hashanah, gevoyim asor tefachim, mutter lekan u mutter lekan, ubevad shelo yachlif. If they are 10 tvachim tall and not 4 tvachim wide, this is like the Chifta taught, quoting Issi, that if a stick less than 4 tvachim wide is inserted in which is a rabim, and if 10 tvachim tall, it's permitted to transfer to here or here, means which is a yachid or which is a rabim, as long as it does not switch and transfer from what was in which is a yachid to which is a rabim via the stick. And the Mishnah kind of says he is exempt, but it's forbidden. The answer is rather the case that they're not 4 tvachim wide and not 10 tvachim tall. Didn't Chia Berei de Rav teach that anything that obstructs walking in Rishis HaRabim is called a kamelis? Amar Yudan, man ma da amar Chia Berei de Rav be'emsa, ava minasad Rishis HaRabim mevat lasa. And Yudin rejects that Chia Berei de Rav discusses an obstruction in the middle of Rishis HaRabim, but what's to the side, Rishis HaRabim, is mevatlet, a stam pit is to the side. Amar Yechon leis kampator ela muta. And Rav Yechon says the text should not say when they're less, he's exempt, rather it is permitted. Amantaninan, and if it's more so a Shabbos, im la'asos lapeh chayev, im la'itzi mimin aleicha, aleicha potter. As a Mishnah in a Druis that teaches, if one pierced an abscess on Shabbos to make an opening, he's liable. If it's let out the pus now, he doesn't care if it's closed, it closes after, he is exempt. Amma, Rabbi Yochanan, leis kan b'tor el muta. Rabbi Yochanan points out here as well that the text should not say exempt, but rather it is actually permitted. And in that same Mishnah it says that if one traps a snake on Shabbos, if he did it, left it bite him, he's exempt. If it was to use it for a cure, then he's liable. And Rav Yochanan said that the text shouldn't say exempt, but rather it's actually permitted. And then the same Mishnah says, Abishur ben Masya taught the first two laws and about a hollow earthenware, earthenware cheres balls that will be cut to make two bowls. They are tahor in an oil mace because they didn't receive tumma through the outside when in the same room as a corpse, but their tummy if a zav moves them. Amar bizeira v'yeus in nasech hada taninan in refur chayev havileis kan p'tor elamuta. If they said that Rabbi Yochanan spoke properly, the Mishnah about trapping a snake is taught later, but there it says, for a need he's liable, not for a need he's exempt. And this said it taught in Eduyos, if for a fuah he's liable, if lest it bite him, etc., is because in this case he's not only exempt, but rather it's actually permitted.